Before we come to our scripture readings, I want to tell you the story about a young lad who attentively listened to the scripture readings every week. Finally, he asked his parents, "Well, the Bible says that the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea. The children of Israel built the temple. The children of Israel did this, and the children of Israel did that. Please tell me," the lad asked, "didn't the grown-ups do anything?" Well, today's annual congregational meeting gives an accounting of what the grown-ups did in God's vineyard during 2012. It also tells us what we need to do to keep our precious ministry on course and to fulfill and realize the will of God for 2013 and in the years to follow. In critical times like these, it is truly a matter of visioning or vanishing, which is also the theme of our message this morning. So let us now seek to discern God's will in Scripture. First, a one-verse reading from the King James Version, then one from the Revised Standard Version, then one from the Message Bible. Same text. King James Version: "Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." The Revised Standard Version: "Where there is no prophecy, the people cast off restraint. But happy are those who keep the law." The Message Bible says, "If people cannot see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what He reveals, they are most blessed." And then our scripture reading from Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. "Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage." Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. Be by opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Here ends our scripture. May all of us sense God's presence as we seek to understand Scripture this morning. Brothers, sisters in Christ, Jesus did not only teach his followers, he also provided the foundation for all future generations still to come, every age and time for centuries to come. Jesus told his followers to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And nothing has since changed. It is still true. It is still so very true. I believe with all my heart that Jesus is calling us again today, here on our 71st birthday, to be the salt and light. We still have the very same Lord and Master. If I believed that these comments were no longer true, I would have no single other reason for standing in this pulpit today. Question is, what does it mean to be salt and light in the year 2013? Now we need to know that in the ancient world, salt was a valuable commodity. People in those days used salt to preserve food in the days long before refrigeration. And they also used salt as an antiseptic to clean out wounds. Now this sounds very painful, but many still believe that cleaning out a wound with salt is very effective in fighting infection. Like salt, said Jesus, my followers will serve, preserve, cleanse, and protect God's people. And then Jesus came and challenged us to be the light of the world. It's as if he's saying now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Like a beam of light shining through the darkness, modern day followers of Jesus stand out and are visible for the entire community to see. A true church of Jesus Christ steps beyond the boundaries of its own sanctuary and its own membership. A vision without a task is only an empty dream, and a task without a vision is nothing but drudgery. A vision and a task is the hope of the world. Give us clear vision that we may know where to stand and what to stand for, because unless we stand for something, we shall fall for anything. Scripture talks to us about visioning or vanishing. The Bible just said that. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Our visions, also in this church, shape us. Our visions control us. Our visions are determining factors in who and what we become in the years in front of us. Our visions, or our lack of vision, determines our interests, our directions, our finances, and affects the totality of the human experience. No part is left untouched by its influence. And this is the message for this day for us. Unless a church, like our beloved church, has a shared vision, in due time, it will be forced to close its doors, and it will definitely cease to exist. So if we claim to be God's people, we need to focus on God's power and purpose for the church. You know, anybody can curse the darkness. But people of faith rather light candles to defy the darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and all those who served so very well in the church before, a challenge comes to us today, the current generation, to act upon our visions rather than to vanish as many other churches are doing in our time. We've asked the question, Quo Vadis, Domine? Master, where are you heading? And I believe that is the question that should remain in our hearts day after day. Quo Vadis, Domine? We made a choice long time ago. In the past 71 years, everyone who stood here to become members of this church made the same choice, the same promise. Quo Vadis? Why are you asking, Master? We are following you. And what when that happens? Not hell's damnation will be able to kill this ministry. 71 years in this place shaped us to be open and welcoming for our entire community without unwelcome signs of any kind. If we have no vision for our church's specific identity, its message, its mission, its place and calling in our community, our church, hear a word of prophecy, will vanish from this area. Where there is no vision, the people shall perish. If we have no passion or vision for the hungry, homeless, helpless, and hopeless, our church, our ministry will be nothing but a worship club, a place where people play religion like in a concert, and we will no longer be the body of Christ at work in the world. Where there is no vision, the people perish. And if there is no vision for fairness and justice for those who cannot speak for themselves, there will only be cries of anguish and powerlessness. Then we will do nothing to challenge every form of injustice in our community. If we have no vision for the development of our faith, and if we do not accept the call for dynamic Christian action, then our beloved church will certainly lose its identity, lose its mission, and lose its vision. When that happens, we shall be a church of Jesus Christ. No more. Will be over. If we fail to act upon our vision, if we fail to fulfill our mission, this church, hear my prediction, will only become a museum for saints rather than a haven where living waters flow and where people find wholeness and wellness as a launching pad to reach the lost and the unsaved for Christ. The church is not intended to be an infirmary for sick people, but to be a health club, a wellness center where people come to get well and stay strong so that they can go back time and time again back into the world to respond to the challenge direct from the lips of our Lord and our Savior. You, he said, are the salt of the earth. You, Jesus said, are the light of the world. And with this vision, we cannot and we shall not perish. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, source of all truth, giver of power, come upon us now as gently as a dove, like tongues of living fire, as quietly as a summer breeze, or as a mighty roaring wind. Come, Holy Spirit, dwell within us. Enable us now to do those things which before we thought absolutely impossible. Unworthy as we are, Holy Spirit of the living God, give us those gifts. Gifts which we can use to your honor and glory, that we may show forth your fruit in our lives. Glory to you, Father. Glory to you, Jesus Christ. Glory to you, Holy Spirit.